KUTX 98.9, the Jesus and Mary Chain, as well as Shovels and Rope, who'll be at the Bass Concert Hall tomorrow night for Live From Here with Chris Thiele. Live in KUTX's Studio 1A, this is Jody Denberg with, well, I have to have an introduction. Let me see. One of my favorite human beings, one of my favorite musicians, and a man who loves cats, Mr. Robin Hitchcock.
Hello, Jody, how are you?
I'm good, all the better for seeing you.
Well, nice to be suddenly back.
Yes, you're back.
I'm back
quickly.
Playing. I am. The 310 sent me a message asking if I would come and play. So here I am. But I'm not usually here at the end of January. So
it's not 100 degrees.
No. There's a lot going for it.
There's not a festival with endless traffic.
I've noticed that. Too, yeah.
And it's a perfect night for a show at the 310 where Robin's playing tonight, playing two sets, which is a real pleasure. The first starts at 8:30. So I am excited, and I wanted to talk to you about, well, so many things. Here's one. Recently, I was going through my CD library and looking at artists whose music I hadn't fully ripped into my computer, which is how I listened to everything. So I saw my Robin Hitchcock shelf, and I saw a lot of CDs. And I ripped them all in.
Ooh.
And first of all, I was struck by how prolific you've been since the days of the Soft Boys, and also struck by the fact that your new album is as good as anything you've ever done, in my humble opinion.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've heard a lot of it going back a ways. Yeah.
So is that why you called it just Robin Hitchcock? I mean, it's like your 21st solo record, and here you are with that declarative statement.
Yeah, I thought it was, it's as good a place as any to start. You could listen to this and work backwards. I'm a great believer in time reversing. And I love the idea that you could listen to this and work your way back to the Soft Boys. You know, they sort of bookend. I mean, I'm writing songs all the time, but making LPs is another matter, really. I just thought this was, it seemed to work, you know, I don't know.
It does.
It was me, you know, when you've done a lot, people will ask you, where should I start? So I just said, oh yeah, we'll start with this one.
And I'd agree with you. You said working your way all the way back to the Soft Boys, whose first EP was in about 1977. I did not hear it, but wasn't there a Soft Boy song recently used on a commercial? And if so, congratulations.
Oh, well, you know, if the Donald Trump can be president, then the Soft Boys can be in a Subway commercial, you know. That's the world we live in. We were in a chicken teriyaki Subway commercial, and although I no longer eat chicken teriyaki, when we recorded the song, I did. In fact, the first sandwich I bought the first morsel of food I bought when I first came to these States was a Subway. I think it was in New York, 1980, so.
Full circle. You're living in Nashville these days?
Yes, just a couple of plane rides away.
And there's actually a song on the new album, I Pray When I'm Drunk, that could be a country song.
Well, I've been, you know, skating around the edge of the country rink for 4 decades now. I mean, every so often I'll do one, but they always sound like a pastiche. But I guess country is one of those genres which is very liable to pastiche itself. It's one of those, a lot of country songs are about country songs. You know, it's that, I don't know if everybody does that, where you just set yourself up and you say, I'm singing the blues about having the blues. Maybe, I don't know.
Well, and it sounds like a little bit like Act Naturally out of the box. So.
Ah, yes. Well, there you have it. Yes.
So full circle.
I saw Ringo at the Ryman last year.
Fun, right?
I think he did it. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, God.
In Nashville, you're surrounded by a lot of musicians, some that you know. You worked with Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings back on Spooked.
Yes.
And then have you made other friends in the music community?
Quite a few, actually. But because Gil and Dave are there and my old friend Grant Lee Phillips just moved there, who has a new album out, actually, like, this week or something, called Widdershins on Yep Rock, which sounds really good. He and I are going to do I'm going to be involved in one of his videos, which is exciting. So with Grant and Gil and Dave and people like that there, and Brendan Benson, who produced my album, and I've I've got a good clan of Nashville musicians poised to swoop. 45 seconds notice. I can have them airborne.
And swoop, some of them did on the new album, Robin Hitchcock. Robin's at the 310 at AC Alive tonight. Lucky Us, two sets, the first at 8:30. And Lucky Us, two live songs on the radio this afternoon. And my friend, I leave it up to you which one you'd like to start with.
Well, from the lexicon of 523 recorded songs, I'm going to do this one, which is actually on Spooked, and on the record you can hear Gillian Welch playing drums and Dave Rawlings playing keyboards, I think, but you have to imagine them on this. Hang on, so this is just me. This is called Full Moon in My Soul. Here we are. Water wheel goes round and round. Stick with me, baby, you'll be glad that I'm the one you found. I've got that full moon in my soul. I want to see you now. Put down the telephone, it's me that's calling anyhow. I've got that full moon in my soul. Your skin is smooth, your eyes are closed, you're breathing deeply. What you're thinking about, no one knows. I've got that full moon in my soul. I love you madly. The past is over and the present will be sadly. I've got that full moon in my soul. From the darkness inside us comes the light that will guide us. I'm out of here, I'm taking off. You can have my cigarettes, and mister, you can have my cough. I've got that full moon in my soul. Darkness inside you comes the light that will guide you. Everywhere Osiris Transformers take us, where them sunny southern winds are gonna warm us. I've got that full moon in my soul. I've got that full moon in my soul.
And I believe him. A convincing argument for having a full moon in his soul. Robin Hitchcock on KUTX. You'll find that originally on the album Spooked. Full Moon in My Soul. Robin Hitchcock tonight at 310 at ACL Live. You kind of blurted out a number there. 523...
I don't know. I mean, okay. You said that it was my 21st solo album, which it may well be, but I've lost count with all the sort of live things and compilations and stuff. You know, I know there were two Soft Boys records in our lifetime, and then about two or three more came out. A lot of things, you know, the longer you run, the more the kind of things at the side come oozing out. I mean, witness our man Dylan's bootleg series. You know, it's just there's a concurrent, whilst you're still forging ahead with your own serial releases, your past is kind of creeping up on you. You know, there's all these, the oil drums have spilt over and all this stuff is coming out that the collectors, the cognoscenti, seek. So I mean, obviously more in Bob's case than mine, but yeah.
I love the bootleg series, and I did count the studio solo records as 21. I wasn't counting things like Luxor or, you know,
right,
odds
yeah,
and ends.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You mentioned that you write songs all the time. We're not talking about albums, but just writing songs.
Mm.
I once used the word prolific to Ryan Adams. He got really mad at me.
Did he?
I got over it. but I view you as a prolific composer. Do you see that in yourself?
Well, it's better than being constipated. I mean, you know, you want to have... it's what we're here for. It doesn't mean it's good, but... Again, I mean, to quote Dylan, I think he told McGuinn once, he said something like, well, if you write 11 songs a day and throw 10 of them away, that's, you know, McGuinn was probably going sort of, you know, tell me, oh, master, how do you do it? you know, Bob said, well, kiss my ring, Jim, or is it Roger? now, let me tell you. So I would, and, you know, he's a man of great sagacity, old Bob, so... The more I write, the more I will eventually get some good stuff. But I may have to write two or three not very good ones, and there's something in the behind them waiting to come out, and I'll just get on a binge. You know, it's slowed down. I used to just sing into cassettes, and you know, there'd be five songs there, or you know, I mean, largely they were rubbish, but occasionally you'd get a nugget. Like, remember that song Globe of Frogs was just came out in one piece into the cassette machine, and I just wrote it all down.
Who's the editor? Who's the one who says, Robin, this one, yes, these two, no?
Well, if it's just me around, then it's just me, but as soon as I start working with a producer, or if I have a band with me for any length of time, then I, you know, you can tell even without them saying anything if they're comfortable with playing something. I mean, occasionally you'll have to say, give a bit of direction, like play the drums backwards on this, and then it'll make sense. Mm-hmm. But if it's not catching with them, then I guess it's probably not going to work, or not going to work with those musicians anyway. You know, but the other thing is just sing through a song a few times, and as soon as you lose interest, as soon as your attention wanders, the chances are you've gone the wrong way. You have to go back and snip it off there. Usually, most songs are a good idea, but somewhere along the line, you make the wrong choice, you take the wrong direction, and it becomes a sort of just a pointless exercise. So if you prune it back, sometimes you can retrieve things, you know. Boy, editing.
Robin Hitchcock, I'm interested, as I said, I just went through your whole catalog, so it's all fresh to me now, and the sequence of things is more clear and how things evolved. But as Robin himself said, the new album, Robin Hitchcock, is a great place to start, and then you can work your way backwards. Work your way to the 310 tonight at ACLI for two sets. You'll be left to your own devices as you're on your own, so you don't have a band or anyone else you have to corral for the set list. So away we go, and away we go right now. What would you like to play to leave us with today?
Well, this is a very old one now. And it was mentioned, I will dedicate this to the late Eric, and Eric Geyer, and who was a listener in Austin, I gathered. I know he liked this one. It's from a ways back. Great thing about going to LA is I'd made my mind up about it before I ever went there. And of course, it completely fulfilled my expectations. You know, I knew it was a sinister place full of creepy vegetation and people who didn't age and people who kind of staked themselves out. You know, they sat there with their cars parked outside their own houses waiting for themselves to walk in. And of course, it's been like that every visit. So here we go. This is Raymond Chandler Evening. It's a Raymond Chandler evening, at the end of someone's day, and I'm standing in my pocket, and I'm slowly turning grey. I remember what I told you, but I can't remember why. And the yellow leaves are falling in a spiral from the sky. There's a body on the railings that I can't identify, and I'd like to reassure you, but I'm not that kind of guy. Chandler evening, and the pavements are all wet, and I'm lurking in the shadows, 'cause it hasn't happened yet.
Robin Hitchcock, a song perfect for a gray Friday afternoon, Raymond Chandler evening. Okay, so I'm looking in my mind through the CDs I just rearranged, put in order. It's a white one.
It's Element, a white one, yes.
Element of Light?
Element of Light with a brown-haired me. Well, you wouldn't know what color it was, but a dark-haired me looking at a crab held by my friend Josie, who back then was about 16 or something.
Well, I love that you plucked two songs from your catalog, and I know tonight the sky's the limit at the 310, song-wise.
Requests, if you're there at the show and you have a request, you want to write something down in the middle of the set, just pop it on stage. Someone will, a mysterious elf will spirit to me backstage, and if I can, I'll play it or something like it. So, yeah, it's all just all the old stuff, you know, whatever there is.
Two sets tonight, Robin Hitchcock at 310 at ACL Live. Always, I want to express gratitude to you for sharing your time and stopping by.
Oh, thank you for having me on the program. It's really nice. It's great to be able to do it. I meant to say, the seats are all sold out, standing room only, so there's a few tickets left, but you probably want to call ahead if you want to come.
All right.
And I'll see you down there anyway.
Tonight,
yeah,
at the 310. This is Jody. Thanks to my guests earlier today, Wolf Parade. Going to leave you with a song from Hamilton Lighthouser and the Austin Music Minute, and then Johnny D's Old School Dance Parties on the way on KUTX.